Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with the children's story about the three little pigs. We've all heard about the three little pigs and the big bad wolf blowing their homes down. But did you know that the pigs had names? In the original story, they were called Brownie, Whitey, and Blackie. Much the same way as we name our street dogs in India. What is interesting is that these three little pigs did not build their own homes themselves. They asked their mother to make the homes for them. Brownie was a dirty, lazy pig and asked his mom to make a house made of mud. Whitey was greedy and selfish and wanted a house made of cabbage. Blackie was a nice little pig and asked his mother for a house made of bricks. In the original story, there's no big bad wolf, but a cunning fox, and he dies by climbing down a chimney and being boiled alive. Ever wonder why all these children's stories are so gruesome and dark? Anyway, in the story that we are familiar with, the homes were made of straw, sticks, and bricks, respectively. And the big bad wolf huffed and puffed and he blew the house down, except for the brick house because it was strong. So if you learn anything from this story, at least you've learned about construction materials. And in the same way, our body too needs the right construction materials to be strong and be able to fight off the big bad wolf. Imagine if our bodies were made of straw or mud or sticks instead of bricks. Unfortunately, that is exactly what we are doing. Every time we feed our body junk food or food that has no nutritional value, we're giving our body the wrong kind of construction materials. Materials it cannot build an amazing body with. Imagine if your home was built out of straw. Would you buy it? Would you stay in it? Our body is the ultimate home, and we are building it out of straw. As your habit coach, I want you to realize that the only way your body can get new raw materials is through eating. Everything you put in your mouth becomes some part of your body. So ask yourself, what part of your body do you want a samosa or a potato chip to become? What part of you will that sugary, sweet, soft drink become? For me, once I understood this concept, the whole game of nutrition became easier. Till then, I was still okay giving my body junk food, but now it has reduced dramatically. I often think of my brain as the chief engineer calling up and asking for cement, bricks, and steel. Then when we give it junk food, it's like the construction site received cardboard and sticky tape. But the construction must go on, so it continues with the cardboard. So start off by asking yourself, how do I get good building materials? How do I get enough proteins, fats, carbohydrates? Am I getting a mix of good food? Or is it all the same ingredients disguised as different foods? Making smart choices at this stage will help you out as you continue on this journey of reconstituting your body. You see, we get a new body every 7 years approximately. So let's aim for a strong, beautiful body by the next 7 years. I'm here with you on this journey, and together we can create this. But it all starts with creating the right habits. A simple habit of asking yourself, what part of my body do I want this food to become? A simple habit of planning what good nutritious food you will be eating. A simple habit of making more good choices than bad choices. Be like Blackie, the smart pig, who built his homes out of brick and ultimately cooked the cunning fox. Protein, anyone?
So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com. Or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.